My name's Joanna Crookall. I'm the CEO of Ramsay Crookall & Co., the Isle of Man's investment management and stockbroking firm. We're celebrating our 80th anniversary this year, which is in 2026.
My name's Deborah Heather. I'm the CEO of Visit Isle of Man. And when Joanna came up with this idea, we just really wanted to help facilitate it. It seemed like a really good PR for the island.
Perfect. My name's Ruby Griffiths. I'm the co-founder of 34 Moves, and we're a well-being community and magazine that combines movement, mind and mental health.
Okay, perfect. So I suppose we're talking today about this big world record attempt, really. It's going to happen later in the year here on the island. But I suppose let's set the scene first on, I mean, you can explain what exactly is going on. But yeah, would you like to tell me a little bit first about how we got here?
Yes, I'd like to set the scene as to how the event came about. The Crookall family has a long-standing history of service and care within the Manx community, which includes a direct connection to Knockalo. During the First World War, from 1914 to 1980, my great-grandfather, Arthur Binns Crookall, actually took on the responsibility for providing daily care to what became tens of thousands of internees at the island's internment camp at Knockalo. And Joseph Pilates was one of those internees. After the war ended, AB continued in public service and he actually became mayor of Douglas. His first wife, Jane, passed away from cancer in 1922, and at that time, statistics for maternity care on the island were considered unacceptable. So AB, as he's colloquially known, responded by donating a house in Domain Road in Douglas and personally supporting its transformation into a maternity home in memory of Jane. And then the unexpected death of AB at the age of only 62 in 1935 was the catalyst for his son, my grandfather Ramsay, to take responsibility for his own family's finances. So after Ramsay's return from service in the Second World War, he founded the family firm on the 3rd of June 1946. The business was based on the principle that the client always comes first, and that sense of stewardship has guided us ever since. My father Neil joined the firm in 1959 at the age of 19. I joined in 1987 at the age of 21, and today my brother Simon is the finance director. We've remained proudly independent and Manx-owned throughout all the changes in global finance over the past 80 years. Pilates event at Knockalo is my community-driven initiative to mark our 80th anniversary and use the opportunities to support well-being, charity initiatives and community life on the Isle of Man.
I love it. And like I say, I think there's an element of history there that some people don't necessarily know, that like kind of Pilates and the kind of link to the Isle of Man. So how do you kind of come up with that then, that's going to be the focus and sort of, I don't know, driving eyes to find out about that history, I suppose?
Well, I'm Pilates trained, so I've got 600 hours Pilates equipment training, and I'm a teacher also. I did neuroscience of mental health, so I'm big into the mind. And the Isle of Man became our home, and I came, and I think the story is just so wonderful. I think what Pilates did here, how he developed this method while being on the Isle of Man, is a story that needs to be told more. And I was really lucky to meet Joanna.
For anyone who doesn't know kind of the history there, can you give me a little taste of like how Pilates was born here? Like the, not the man, but the...
So yeah, when he was interned here, he basically would use the ground to teach classes because he was really into movement already. He was a boxer. He, trained in self-defense. And he came here and he started watching animals. He'd watch animals, he'd watch humans. And he saw a lot of the internees were getting really weak. And basically he started on the ground and he found springs and he put them on beds. And he started to develop exercises with these springs on the beds to strengthen the men around him. And that's how it all began.
Brilliant. Yeah. So then tell me about this event then that's happening a little bit later this year. What is the hope? What's the goal?
Well, we wanted to bring Pilates back to the Isle of Man and have that connection between the Isle of Man being the birthplace of Pilates. And Ruby and I were chatting in a meeting and thinking, well, how do we come about this? And I said, well, is there a world record for a Pilates class? And we Googled. And sure enough, there is a world record, which stands at 3,486 participants that was set in Turkey in 2013. And I thought, the Isle of Man can beat that. and we're used to staging the Royal Manx show, obviously at Knockalo, where I think we get about 10,000 people through the gates over that weekend.
That sort of amount.
So 3,486 should be a doddle. That's that's how it all started.
It's a doddle.
It will be.
Yeah. Well, so are you hoping then, I mean, sort of to bring yourself in here, are you hoping that we'll have visitors coming across to take part in this? Or is the idea that, you know, we'll get as many kind of Manxies as we can in there as well? I mean, what's the goal?
It is a community event at heart, because I think Joanna said it around stewardship. It's really important. This is part of the history, but we just want to tell the story. I think it's fascinating. Whenever we tell this off-island to operators that come into the island, they're astonished by it. So it is something really worth getting out there. We will obviously get as much press coverage as we can for it, which would be good fun. And if visitors want to come, they'd be more than welcome to. So yeah, the view is wellness is such a big part of what the offer is on the Isle of Man. So 60% of the people that come to visit here do something in the outdoors. They're in the plantations, they're in, you know, the countryside, they're in the sea. And we just think this really complements what the offer of the Isle of Man is. It's around slow tourism, but equally, it's just such a great initiative. It is that community piece which feels really authentic to the Isle of Man. I always think I came here 3 years ago and was just blown away by the amount of volunteer groups, and you know, it is very unique to the Isle of Man, and that should be celebrated as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, lots of volunteers, lots of charities kind of all across the island as well, and you're right, like that kind of community feel as well. I mean, so you've got over 600 hours of Pilates training. I mean, what are the strengths then? If anyone's never done it before, why should they think of taking it up, whether as part of this event or in general?
I think it's really important that Pilates is a low impact exercise, and it's basically a system that builds on strength, it builds on control, and it helps you live your everyday life better. So no matter what level you're at, and I think that's really important, you know, it's going to be a 30 minute class inclusive for all levels, all abilities, all ages, and we'll make sure that it's good for everybody. And that's what Pilates is. It's made for the body in front of you.
This is good, because I've dabbled in yoga before. Not very good at it. I feel like I'm going to fall over when I'm trying to do it. So beginner level would be good with this, I think. Yeah. So yeah. So obviously, like you say, you're going to be plugging this a lot in the run up as well. But what are the key details that people need to know, like dates and things like that, and how they get involved, how they sign up?
So the date is Sunday the 19th of July. So please save the date and put that in your diaries. It's actually the day after the Viking Longship races in Peel on the Saturday. But holding it on a Sunday means it can be a really all-inclusive family-orientated event. You know, everybody can become a world record holder on that day. So I would encourage everyone to join in and take part. And of course, we're also supporting charities on the day and wellbeing initiatives. We've got a website where people can go on and through Eventbrite actually book tickets now already. So we'll be launching more information on that over the weeks to come. But literally that is ready and up and running now. So we've actually sold some tickets already.
Yeah. Well, it's an excellent website, actually, just to throw that out there. I was scrolling through it. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. And I've had the targeted Instagram ads. That's how
Amazing.
I got in touch. Because I was like, what's this? And I was like, yeah. So it's definitely rolling out there.
Are you coming along, Siobhan?
Look, she's thrown down the gauntlet. Yeah. She's heard I've tried yoga and she's like, look, come on. I'd love to come along. I'd love to be a world record holder, you know?
Excellent.
What goes into organising that part as well? Do you have to, because presumably you have to reach out and try and make it a world record event?
Absolutely,
you know,
so that's part of the organisation, is that we need to be setting you know, those parameters in place and making sure that there will be an official count and a recognition for the actual event. All participants will receive a certificate saying they are a world record holder, and there'll be a few other goodies as well included. So we're really hoping that as many people as possible will get involved.
The event will be opening at 10 a.m. You'll be able to come and visit the Wellness Festival and Charity Village, and then at 2 p.m. we plan the Pilates world record attempt, and we will close the doors at 5. So after the attempt, you'll be able to go and celebrate at the Wellness Village even more.
just to say that we will be filming a video of the story in the lead up to, and if anybody wants to get involved, either from the community of Pilates community or that something related, just reach out, because I'm sure there'll be bits to we can feature people on the film on the lead up to it as well.
So we talked in terms of, you know, this has been a big community event and we want most of the Isle of Man to get involved, but also the idea that people come over here to get involved in wellness and nature and everything. So how is that global outlook going to, you know, shine a light on the Isle of Man in this event?
Well, we hope to get global Pilates teachers as well as Isle of Man Pilates teachers. We hope to get global wellness brands and Isle of Man wellness brands and bring them all together and really put them on the island, so globally people see what's going on here and, you know, they see how amazing the island is and what we have to offer here in wellness and what they can bring here and experience as well.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.